I just got done editing the first part of this week's episode, and I'm going to put it out today, which is Monday, so you'll have it a day early. I think it'd be good to listen to the first 13, 14 minutes of it. Let that sink in and digest because I'm giving a lot of information that I'm like directly reading from other materials. And I want you to think about it. I want you to kind of sit in. I think it would be good to kind of sit in the ideas presented there. And then on Wednesday, we'll have our normal drop of the episode, which is about a half an hour. So enjoy this first part. Take it in, sit in it, stew in it, relax in it, and yeah, and then I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. Welcome back to Runewalking in Modern Times. I'm Ken Edwards, your host, also an author, runewalker, shaman of the Northern Traditions, and it is solstice, winter solstice time in the Northern Hemisphere. And today, you're hanging out with me while we have a little dinner, which we're having salad with some, like, I don't know, balsamic vinaigrette and chicken. So I'm going to be eating as we go. Also, I have my chai. This is going to be a little bit different episode. I would like us to take a little journey if we can. No, not a shamanic journey or anything like that. Not today. That might be a different episode. What I would like us to do today is we are going to, I'm on the computer. I am going to be looking up things. This will be fun. Let's begin with, I would like to look up Norse paganism. Ooh. And if we click on Wikipedia, which I love. Also, Old Norse religion, also known as Norse paganism, is a branch of Germanic religion which developed during the Proto-Norse period when the North Germanic peoples separated into a distinct branch of the Germanic peoples. It was replaced by Christianity and forgotten during the Christianization of Scandinavia. Scholars reconstruct aspects of North Germanic religion by historical linguistics, archaeology, toponymy, and records left by North Germanic peoples, such as runic inscriptions in the Younger Futhark, a distinctly North Germanic extension of the runic alphabet. Numerous Old Norse works dated to the 13th century record Norse mythology, a component of the of North Germanic religion. Yes, that was a mouthful. Now, let's go here. Hold on. I'm going to do one more paragraph in this because I think Old Norse religion was polytheistic, entailing a belief in various gods and goddesses. These deities in Norse mythology were divided into two groups, the Aesir and the Vanir, who in some sources were said to have engaged in an ancient war until realizing that they were equally powerful. Among the most widespread deities were the gods Odin and Thor. The world was inhabited also by various other mythological races, including the Jotnar, dwarves, elves, and landwites. Norse cosmology revolves around a world tree known as Yggdrasil, with various realms existing alongside that of humans named Midgard. These include multiple afterlife realms, with several of which are controlled by a particular deity. Now, Old Norse religion, according to Wikipedia. Right? Okay, this will be fun. What I would like to look up now is we're going to look up paganism. And we're going to define that. So, which I love. If you're new, I love etymology. I love looking up words. I love looking up why we use certain words. I love looking up the history of those words. I would like to go to Britannica.com and then maybe Merriam-Webster after that. So, oh, here we go. Paganism. Christian term used to designate those religions that do not worship the God of Abraham. The figure central to both Christianity and to other Abrahamic religions like Judaism and Islam. Christians have used the terms paganism and pagan, which typically carry pejorative connotations, to draw clear distinctions between themselves and those they believe are worshiping false gods. This is fucking fantastic, by the way. Throughout most of the history of Christianity, few, if any, of those labeled pagan have adopted this label for themselves. However, since at least the first half of the 20th century, the term has been reappropriated as a self-designation by a family of related new religions. Often called modern pagan or neo-pagan groups, they are inspired by the religions of Europe, North Africa, and West Asia. They are rendered rendered extinct by the spread of Christianity and other Abrahamic traditions. So, oh, folks. Okay. You're probably wondering, like, literally, like, what the fuck are we going to talk about today? Well, what I wanted to talk about was Yule, solstice, Christmas, right? Like, the holiday that we're about to encounter was centered around I think almost all of them in paganism are shifts in season and times of the year. Because those of us in, I mean, who are completely, who grew up in, you know, Western civilization or in this, post monotheistic implementation of culture and society, we associate this holiday with a god. Not entirely wrong, right? But they've been combined and married together, whether they're Celtic or Norse or whatnot, and pulled together into these certain times of the year, and we associate the holiday with gods. Now, I think it's really easy to do with solstice. And what I'm talking about, it's easy to do, is pull the god out of the situation. What we're going to do now is I'm going to go back and we're going to look at the Merriam-Webster definition of paganism. Actually, I'm going to go to pagan. I'm going to go back to paganism. I'm going to read that one first. Paganism, according to Merriam-Webster.com. One, spiritual beliefs and practices other than those of Judaism, Islam, or especially Christianity that immediately puts us in opposition, by the way. So my advice to you, stop associating yourself as being the anti-Christian. Because right there, that will stop a whole bunch of shit. Let me go back. One, spiritual beliefs and practices other than those of Judaism, Islam, or especially Christianity, such as A, the spiritual beliefs and practices of ancient polytheistic religions, B, the beliefs and practices of contemporary religions or spiritual movements based on ancient paganism. Two, a religion based on paganism. Three, the quality or state of being a pagan. Let's click on pagan. Pagan, a person who practices a contemporary form of paganism, such as Wicca, or a neo-pagan. Two, This is old-fashioned and often offensive. I love that the dictionary tells you that. A person who is not religious or whose religion is not Judaism, Islam, or especially Christianity, heathen. B, history, a follower of a polytheistic religion, such as Rome. Three, the literary, one who has little or no religion and who delights in sensual pleasures and material goods, a non-religious, hedonistic person. Now, as an adjective, of or relating to or having the characteristics of pagans. Now, I would like to look at, I love Etymonline. Is a great website that I use it a lot. So I'm going to enter pagan into their little search. Pagan. Circa 1400. Perhaps mid 14th century. Person of non-Christian or non-Jewish faith from late Latin, paganus, in classical Latin, villager, rustic, civilian, non-combatant. Noun, use of adjective meaning of the country, of the village. From pagus, country people, province, rural, district, originally district limited by markers, thus related to, I'm not going to be able to pronounce these things, to fix or to fasten. The religious sense often was said in the 19th century to derive from conservative rural adherence to the old gods after the Christianization of Roman towns and cities. But the Latin word in this sense predates the period in church history and is more likely derived from the use of paganus in Roman military jargon for civilian or incompetent soldier, which Christians picked up with a military imagery of the early church. The English word was later used in a narrower sense of one not a Christian, Jew, or Muslim. Similar words or related entries. Peasant, all of these people of the country, of the land, of non-military, of small village. I'm going to look up heathen now. It's Old English, meaning not Christian or Jewish, also a noun. Heathen man, one of a race or nation which does not acknowledge the God of the Bible, especially of the Danes, merged with the Old Norse, meaning heathen or pagan, from Proto-Germanic. So then it gives a couple of those letters. Perhaps literally, dweller on the heath, one inhabiting uncultivated land. Historically assumed to be ultimately from the Gothic, this word, a Gentile, a heathen woman, used by Ulfilas in the first translation of the Bible into a Germanic language. Like other basic words for exclusively Christian ideas, it likely would have first come into Gothic and then spread to other Germanic languages. If so, it could be a noun, use of an unrelated Gothic adjective. So, whether native or Gothic, it might have been chosen on model of Latin paganus, with its root sense of rural. Now, hi Henry, would you like to join us? Come here. This is Henry. Now, hi. No, you can have my dinner. So, hi. No, that's my dinner. So again, take this information presented in this first 14 minutes, sit in it, absorb it, think about it, do your own research a little bit into it, and then I'll see you back here on Wednesday, the 20th of December, 2023. May your weird be filled with health, wealth, strength, and virility.